Audio Gravity, 19th of September 2009. Good morning. First link for you today is spaceinvadings.com, a favourite site of mine. It's in beta, and I don't know why it's in beta, because it does exactly what it needs to do. It's a site really about designs, mainly architecture, but you occasionally get ones for little pieces of design, you know, chairs and tables and stuff. But this is slowly becoming one of my favorite, probably weekly sites that I drop in on. And I don't do it via RSS feed because I like to get all the pictures and I like to scan through it. It gives you a little bit of insight as to what's going on in, around the world and how designers are thinking and the concepts they're coming up with. Some of the stuff on here is amazing. I'm really into these sort of sustainable, you know, buildings, structures that are very sort of conscious of their environment. Some of them are just absolutely beautiful. There's one on here, Casa View in Kentucky County Club. Just beautiful, just a beautiful piece of architecture. Next link today is a link that I got through Twitter from Dan Patterson, at Dan Patterson, which is jonesin.squarespace.com. Too cool for school. It's got this row of tapes on the top, and they've just got this really cool vibe about them, a little bit sort of 8-bit-ish to me. And it's great. You should just go and check them out. They're a really, really cool little band, and they've got loads of little available tracks on there. And they've got a debut LP out, Highway Jones In, which is now on Turn Up Records. And you can listen to a few tracks as well. You can get through to it. First one is Roller Skates. Sounds a little bit like this. Very similar to the Sprites. I used to like the Sprites, so they'd sort of go hand in hand with that sort of geeky vibe for me. Next link today is over on cssplay.co.uk. I've been using a bevel effect on ammoboxproject.com, and it's a graphic, but I've been looking for a way in CSS that you can do it, and I found one on CSS Play, which is the 3D inset. It's like rounded corners with inset borders. It's not exactly like the one I've got on Ammo Box Project, and it's sort of like a style that I want to keep. But I'm going to try it and see what the crossover looks like. See if it you know, speeds up the rendering of the page, which it probably will massively. But if it gives me the same sort of effect, that'd be cool. Next link today is over on MakeZine. This is from actually February this year. Weekend project USB motion detector. Now, when I saw this motion detector, it actually casted my mind back to something that I was thinking about 3 months ago regarding web cameras and cameras in buildings, where you have almost a motion detector send back information via Bonjour to another, like a controller on your computer, that says, right, okay, I've walked into this room, so switch that camera on. So you can have like a live streaming thing throughout the whole house, you know, with four independent cameras, but then have a camera sort of switch to a main view. I thought that'd be a really neat idea. Now I've seen this USB motion detector, I'm thinking maybe I should look at something for building on top of that, and then have a camera and have some sort of control that sends a Bonjour message to switch the camera views. That's over on MakeZine anyway. If you don't know about Make Magazine, Technology on Your Time, great, great site. If you're a bit of a dabbler, experimenter, solderer, you'll absolutely love that site. Next link today, pixelwindowapp.com. This is a Mac application. It's a simple, lightweight, cross-platform application, so it's written in air. You can basically measure things on screen. So if you've got a graphic or a banner, or there's a section, an asset on your site, you don't know the size of it, you literally just click on the top left-hand corner, drag down to the bottom, it tells you the dimensions of it, and then you can go and knock something up in your graphics package of choice. Just a really nice, simple, quick application. Works on Mac, Windows, and Linux. So ideal for measuring something out. And it's, you know, one of those programs that you always think of, but now it's multi-platform. And finally, last link today, I subscribe to these via my RSS feed reader on my phone called Byline for the iPhone, switched.com. They have a ton of great content on there, audio, video, cameras, car tech, cell phones, and they have some really well thought out and well written posts. Check them out. I'll catch you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.